BBC Radio Cambridgeshire, good morning. Now, I've got a feeling that John Devine is pitching to be our full-time animal correspondent, because while he was with Peterborough Councillor Julie Stevenson discussing the city's rat situation, John also got the lowdown on her cat. Larry Grayson is his name. He's a ginger tom, beautiful, affectionate, and a remorseless agent of chaos and destruction. Here's Julie.
Well, not long after I had him, he ran away for 7 months and turned up in Warmington. I live in Peterborough, so he'd gone about 6 miles. He'd been on the run for that long, but had actually gained weight, so people were looking after him. More fool them, I say. But, you know, he's flooded the house twice. So he's managed to put the plug into the sink and turn the tap on, which was lovely to come home to a half a centimetre of water throughout the downstairs of our house. So we've had to take all the carpets out. And when you hear a crash or a smash, go and see what's happened. Find a smashed ornament on the floor that was up on the bookcase. I look up on the bookcase and in the dust, I see the evidence. Larry Grayson's paw prints in the dust. If there's anything to be destroyed, he will destroy it. But we still love him, bless him. Yeah.
What is the most prized possession that is ruined for you, you think?
Well, it's more the expense, isn't it? I try not to prize anything. When you've got cats, you know there's going to be destruction at some point, and we have a dog as well. But it's probably thousands of pounds worth of damage by this stage, which it's really not funny. But at the same time, bless him, he's overconfident, and you can't say anything. It's not like he's a toddler that's going to grow out of it. This is going to be him for life. So, you know, he's a character, and we do appreciate that. But pets are expensive.
And when he's flooded your room, what sort of look does he give you?
Does he
know he's done it?
Oh, he knows he's done it. He's proud of it. He thinks I work for him. He constantly acts like I've never fed him or I'm never going to feed him again. If there's anything lying around that he couldn't possibly fit in, he'll get into it. We installed a cat flap. In fact, we replaced the patio doors to have a cat flap installed. This is all glass. He refuses to use it. Instead, he'll sit outside until I come and open the door for him as if I'm his employee. I am not his employee, but, you know, I still love it. I'm the fool, because I still do all these things for him and put a roof over his head. But he is a sweetheart at heart, and he's very affectionate.
How old is he now, Julie?
He's 6 years old now, so hopefully he's got a long life ahead of him. He could live to up to about 20, as some of my other cats have. So there's many more adventures to come, I'm sure. Expensive ones at that.
Untold damage to be done, yes?
That's absolutely right, but I still love him. He's still one of the best cats I've ever had.
Larry Grayson. What do you reckon? Is Larry the naughtiest pet in Cambridgeshire? Have you-